This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Adult.
Chris Godez and Wes, the After Hours Podcast. Get ready to laugh. It's time for the After Hours Podcast.
I swear to God, every day I get to control this, and you guys make it so hard to start this podcast because you keep talking. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start now. And they just keep talking. They just keep talking. And it's all things that even are inappropriate for the podcast of all things. I'm like,
well,
there's no such thing as inappropriate for the podcast. Number two, I'm going to be honest with you. You just do a very unorthodox way of, like, just, I don't know, leaving the mics on as you're hitting intros and, like, all these other things where we're used to, like, it's like, oh, the mics are off until we start talking and we'll just keep going. And he's looking at us like, dude, I wanted to start.
It's not unorthodox.
It is. To have the mic on while we're live talking.
Stop talking, because everybody knows we're going live.
So ask us to stop talking. You need to be the boss.
You need to be the boss, and you're not doing it.
Somehow I'm the unprofessional one in the room.
I'll tell you what to do. First of all, it's been driving me nuts. You need to move this screen when I'm in here.
It does drive me crazy,
so I can see you.
Yeah,
there is a way to do it.
You can tuck it in. Like, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
There we go.
Whatever. However you want it. I don't like not being able to see you.
I know. It has driven me nuts, too.
And then what you got to do, and you kind of just did it, just hit the intro, and we'll stop talking.
We'll shut up.
If you do that with the mics off, immediately I know to shut up. I know Des knows to shut up when we're like, oh, got it. This is because how we did it forever.
Doesn't necessarily know to shut up.
I'll work on my professionalism then.
I'm glad it's taken about a month for you to realize that, but there have been some things we want to work on. Professionalism, voices. The voices
are killing it. I don't know why you have such beef with my voices, because they are actually really, really good.
They're killing the
I've been asked to be in many, many, many different cartoons and such.
Really?
Well, then why are you doing radio?
Like what ones?
You know.
Was it Left Winkle?
Endless
like
ones.
Left Out?
I mean,
I'm sure you have.
I was asked to be voice of a cartoon, but I was only in like 10th grade and my mom wouldn't let me go to L.A.
What?
Maybe that was code for come and I'm going to sell you, like, you know.
You'd be in a container ship across,
like that.
Across the ocean right now.
But, how did you get discovered, or like?
Well, it was during my pageant days.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So it wasn't
was definitely a creeper. Come out and record in my studio basement.
It was somebody that was with like Disney or something that was doing stuff.
With Disney? Yeah. And your mom said no?
Yeah.
What kind of buzzkill is your mom?
Have you seen what happens to everybody that was ever working for Disney when they were 10 years old? They're all a mess now.
No, Nickelodeon, especially.
No, it's Disney too.
Disney just came out.
That was Britney and Christina and all of those guys.
There's a brand new documentary that just came out, like 4 or 5-part series. It's so good.
The Nickelodeon one?
There's a Nickelodeon one, but there's also, and maybe it is Nick, but it's also a bunch of Disney shows called Quiet on Set.
Yeah, that's
and
the,
it's
isn't
Nickelodeon,
that Nick?
Oh. I guess technically, but it's this one
guy. Is that the Drake and Josh guy?
Yes.
Yeah. Drake Bell,
I didn't realize it's the guy. He's in Good Burger and stuff like that.
Oh, Kenan Thompson.
No. You'd recognize
Kale Mitchell.
Background character.
Calvin Johnson.
Oh, but the big.
Yeah.
Oversized white guy. Calvin Johnson. Snyder, I believe his name was.
Yeah, Johnson. You're right. You're right.
See, work on your professionalism.
But Dan Schneider, whatever, actually isn't the worst guy in this documentary.
He's not?
No, he's bad.
He was the dude. If you don't know who Dan Schneider is and you're like, what is that? He's the guy, if you remember the rumors that Jamie Lynn Spears had a baby. And when she had a baby with that guy and they were like, this is the guy. And she was underage. Dan Snyder's the apparent baby, like
apparent parent.
No.
Like apparent parent. Like he is the guy who is apparently the one who got her pregnant.
Mm.
Again, hearsay. It's not necessarily true, but that was the big rumor around that time. And you were like, how is this guy still making all these different clips and all these? He was like the bad guy.
It's because he was producing hit show after hit show after hit show. And they're like, Nickelodeon's not going to fire a guy that's making them
billions,
money.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Look at Harvey Weinstein. I mean, he was doing the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Not to get too far into that.
Well, but it is true. But
he's the one who was in the hot tub with his shirt on with Amanda Bynes. Just those two sitting in a hot tub, and she was like, no, nothing bad happened in this thing. And it was
is that where the spiral for her then began?
Probably.
Because now she's been a hot mess for a decade and a half.
I know, and I loved her.
It started like when she had a hard time transitioning from like the kid roles. into, like, she wanted to be more of an adult, you know, film star, like Hollywood film star.
Like a
Nobody wants that. No, we're trying to not gross people out.
Which is terrible. She got in a thing. Again, Dan Schneider was involved in this, where he was like, you need to get away from your parents, not have them control, you know, your money, all that,
Yeah. Jeez.
And anyway, it's
what's it called again? Quiet on the Set?
Quiet on the Set.
Okay. Yep. That was a mini Stream It or Skip It, and the pitch says stream, and I say I'm creeped out by it.
Speaking of things, but you would like it.
I know, I'm sure I would.
Speaking of things on the set, I want to know why you smell bad, because we discussed it last week. You got mad. No, you can't get mad.
Nobody farted.
Nobody farted, but why did TJ come into this room and then sniff the whole room?
Because
after the room you had been in, she said smelled musty.
She said, I want to see if this room smells musty too.
And when she sniffed you, and you didn't smell musty.
She said, oh no, it's not you. And I didn't notice it in there, and maybe that's because I was in there all morning.
Yeah, then it's like you get used to it.
And I think you guys know how stuff just pumps through our air system because the vent's right out there or whatever. I walked in here and I was like, and musty's the right word. It smells weird in here.
The reason I bring it up, and I know it's uncomfortable because the big fight last week with talking about the fart smell, he is 100%. Somebody pointed out via text last week that he is a small version, young version of me. He is, because you have the paranoia, PO'd-ness of anytime you think you stink or somebody says you stink, you get I get like that too. I'm like always super paranoid that I stink. The Listerine strips, the nonstop deodorant.
It's true. I use way too much deodorant. You'll see a lot of my shirts look like I have like pit sweat going on, but it's just deodorant that's done.
Why do you think you guys go through that? Like, it's never.
I just want to smell good.
Were you the stinky kids in school?
No.
I don't think so, but then I think I could have been, and I just don't remember. I think I might have been the smelly kid.
Somebody had to have said, like, oh, you stink, one time.
I'll tell you what it was with me, is one of my girlfriends way back said, some other girl smelled me, and smelt isn't a word, right? Smelled me, and she's like, oh my gosh, you smell good. And then my girlfriend at the time was like, he always smells good. So now I'm like, oh, I got to keep up that reputation of that guy that always smells good. They know how I am, though, with my breath. I always feel like my breath is disgusting.
Oh, right now, I feel like I licked the bottom of a shoe and a stripper pole and an escalator handle.
Me too.
Oh, God, did we lick the same thing? I have the worst coffee breath always. I love these two are like concerned about them smelling, and I'm me.
Own it. I smell like fast food chicken right now because we just got done eating it.
Oh. No,
the funniest thing is always how Jim, our engineer guy, talks to Crisco. Because it's almost like Crisco's not even in the room. It's so funny. And one time he was like, it smells in here. And then so he smelled me. He's like, no, it's not you. And then he smells Crisco and he goes, oh, it's actually not you.
I mean, he'll sit in here, and Jim is famous for doing this to both me and Pidge. And he'll be like, oh, Pidge, your hair is so beautiful and your face and everything about you is great. And then I'll be like, and I'll have like this like blank eaten grin on my face, like, me too? And he'll go, oh, hey, Crisco. And I'm like, oh, okay, got it, cool.
Or he'll say something like, I did tell you I liked your shirt 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Again, or he'll try to get
did
real.
Did he actually say that, though?
No, he always says something nice, but it's always, like, super real. And I'm like, I want him to be like, oh, my gosh, nice shirt, which he'll never do. That's the funny joke. And then he'll sit there and go, you're just a caring person. And I'm like,
He doesn't say like, no, that gap isn't so bad in your teeth.
Oh,
that
no,
people
he lets
make
me
fun
know
of.
All about the teeth. Believe me, it's every day. He's like, when is your face getting fixed? When is that getting fixed?
I want to go back to something else you just said about the smelling like fried chicken.
Yes.
You know, you can smell like fried chicken, right?
What?
KFC launches its first ever perfume, and it's inspired by mouth-watering menu items.
No. Oh, I want to smell like their mac and cheese.
Oh, really? That's what you want to smell like?
No, I actually don't like their mac and cheese. Mm.
It's the number 11 perfume.
Mm. Oh, so it's got to smell like their herbs and spices. Not that I know they have exactly 11.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, not that I knew that.
The number 11 O'Day Barbecue, KFC's brand new fragrance, boasts a classic barbecue experience in every 100 milliliter bottle.
Oh, you got to be careful around people my size, though.
I say, like,
if you smell like fried chicken or barbecue, I'm be like,
I wonder if you're a single gal, you're like, go at the end of Barclays and you smell like chicken.
Can you imagine? imagine? She just everyone's sprays like, a little hey. On her neck and goes to an old country buffet and she just sits there. She's like, now let the magic work.
Like when they're hungry at like midnight, they're going to, everyone's going to come crawling to you.
They're like, I'm going to take the appetite.
That's what TJ just did.
And then do they do like the walk? Do they come up and they're like,
oh no, she's just gonna, her friends are gonna be like, why does, oh my God, they all like, oh, they all come to you. Like, yeah, I don't know why. 11.
Thank you, 11. I want to see the campaign that they put together of people thanking them. Thank you,
11.
Thank you, 11. You've saved my life. I am now happily in love with this man over here. He's the one passed out sweating.
Would that be your thing? Shirt? Would that be your thing, though? A lady that smelled like chicken.
Oh, yeah.
The do barbecue at the end of the night.
Well, please stop talking. I cannot have that kind of situation in my pants at work. I will go to HR, okay?
He is getting rather excited over there. I'm seeing he's nipping out a bit.
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot, so am I. Oh,
places you would be nipping out right now would be Duluth, because it's quite chilly this time of year in Duluth.
It is. Speaking of nipping out, it's going to be one of those situations where maybe, I mean, maybe you bring a little number 11 cologne with you or perfume, spray it on, and stay in one of their bed and breakfast. He or she won't be able to keep their hands off you.
Oh, that's true. Or if you want to do something besides that.
Can you be professional? Please. I did such a good job pivoting from the cologne. Why is this so hard for you?
I don't know.
Speaking of hard, you know? If you're excited and you want to go to Duluth. Duluth has such great places like bed and breakfast, hotels. Their food and drink is awesome. And realistically, Duluth and the scenery of Duluth is all you need.
Exactly. That's why you're there. Everything is cooler in Duluth this summer. So hit the beach. There's amazing views, just great food and drink. So much fun. Whether you're doing a girls trip, bringing the family up, or a little romantic getaway, go to visitduluth.com. Number 11.
Hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in Prize Picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason, I have won so much money on Prize Picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Speaking of food things, and I know people get mad. We talk a lot about food, but he brought in the sandwiches yesterday, the Braunschweiger.
Yeah, Braunschweiger.
Braunschweiger.
No, it's not Braun.
Braun.
Like LeBron.
LeBron Schweiger.
LeBron Schweiger.
Well, that's
you just Schweiger. Got Schweiger.
That's his nickname, okay. LeBron Schweiger. It's just like, it's just
it came out my nose.
I saw this LeBron Schweiger one time, and it is real impressive. He double dribbled.
You did that right as I took a drink. Oh my God.
Oh God.
I'm pretty sure all that was illegal, but okay.
No, God. It's not. I was talking about his wiener.
We know. Okay. Thank you, Dez. You sound like we're on the air today. You're talking about what's illegal on your butt.
What's illegal about wieners?
Well, you said you went to the original way of taking your temperature. We said we use these fancy little things. You said I go like the OG way, and I'm like, in your butt?
Boy, it wasn't a lot of butt themed things with you today. You wanted to get pinched with a butt tattoo or something.
He dolphin said was the jumping butt. In I there. Said the no, dolphin.
I did not bring up the butt. I did. You guys.
You did say dolphin on the butt.
I said dolphin.
Jumping into the hole.
Oh, no, I said a tramp stamp like Des has. And he said, I'd rather put it on my cheek. Jumping
no,
in the hole.
You said my butt cheek. And I said,
anyway.
Jump. Anyway. I really do
pull
now.
The footage.
Pull it. Okay. What about Braunschweiger?
Okay. We did the Braunschweiger yesterday.
Yes.
And it made all of us poop. Me and Pidge, anyway. I don't know.
You had the Pidge poops?
No, I haven't pooped yet. Oh, I wasn't able to.
You up.
Yeah, Dude, I was messed up yesterday and this morning. It was the first thing I actually called Crisco on my way home yesterday.
Yeah.
I apologize for my anger because the first thing I said to him was I called him an SOB.
Well, he is.
Yeah, that's true.
I am a son of a
biscuit.
Well, I guess anyway, it depends on who you're asking.
Anyway, yeah, I was jacked up yesterday and this morning. Now I'm feeling better, luckily, but.
Well, okay. You look really handsome.
Oh,
tell me if you guys would try these food combinations because people messaged in these combos. Honey and pizza. I've seen that one a million places. It's terrible. Please stop doing that. Do not put honey in your pizza.
No.
You terrible human being.
It's
hot honey. Hot honey.
No.
Me and you
had it.
It
just says honey with pizza.
No, I know.
I know. And I've had the hot honey with it. And I'm like, you're just not right.
But you also don't like pineapple on pizza, right?
Right. Terrible idea.
Yeah. You're a terrible human.
We don't like him.
All right. Pidge?
So, no, I wouldn't try it. I did accidentally discover I went out to that one endless steak place for my anniversary. I accidentally got honey on my steak, and I told them it's very good.
Terrible idea. Peanut butter on steak is good.
Terrible
what
idea.
Is wrong
it's
with
just different
guys.
Versions of sweet on
that's
on salty.
True. You're right. Yeah.
They
a
bake
burger.
It. They bake it. It almost becomes crisp on top of the steak. It's really good.
Well,
all right.
Shoot.
Cinnamon raisin bread with Cheese Whiz. Would you do it?
No.
Cinnamon raisin bread. Well, let me hear it out.
I'd have a
say
bite.
It slower.
Okay.
Cinnamon raisin bread.
Okay.
With Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz is really good.
Cheese Whiz is good. I just don't think that would fit on there. But I mean, somebody's got, it's like a sweet and spicy, or sweet and tangy grilled cheese.
If it's just going to say, if it's grilled nice and there's a little butter and then the cheese and it's all melty, I'm in.
All right.
Hide your boner.
Peanut butter with American cheese. A sandwich.
Peanut butter with American
cheese.
I'm
sure it's.
No.
I'm sure I've had it and I'm sure it's probably good.
I haven't had it. I don't know. I would try it. I don't think it sounds nasty, but it doesn't sound great.
It's like peanut butter pickle. You know what I mean? I never thought I would eat that in my life, and I had it, and I was like, it's not terrible.
This especially one sounds actually pretty legit. Kraft mac and cheese, the kind with the sauce, not powdered.
Okay.
Drained Vandekamp pork and beans.
Oh, yeah.
I think that sounds good.
Yeah. It's macaroni and cheese with beans.
So you're mixing both of them together?
Yeah, you have the Kraft mac and cheese with the cheese sauce, and then you drain your Vandekamp's pork and beans and dump them in there.
I don't think that sounds good at all.
I think it sounds really good.
It's something that would meet by accident at a barbecue. Those two just kind of...
Well played.
Oh, yep. God, don't make that sound again.
Milk toast. That's how babies are made. Milk toast.
What's milk toast?
Yeah, what is
dip
that?
Your toast in milk, I assume.
No.
Or just soggy it up.
Mm-mm. No.
I know that's what they used to call, like, guys that were kind of soft when I was a kid, they were milk toast.
I thought like that was like boring.
Yeah, maybe it is that. I don't know.
Like
I
your milk toast, maybe?
Who's got a thing to look up?
Things. Like a device or a computer?
It's called a cell phone.
I have so many things up in front of me.
What is that phrase?
What is
milk
phrase?
It's not milk bread, but it's like your bland.
White bread? I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. White.
Meaning like of milk.
Someone
toast.
That's shy, nervous, and lacks character.
Yeah, timid.
And it's not M-I-L-K. It's, yeah. Milk, milk.
Oh, M-I-L-Q-U-E.
Right.
Milk.
I think it's just milk toast.
Ooh, but milk.
Okay, I'm French. You're not.
Oh, guys.
Milk cake toast.
What they were actually asking about milk toast, it's a breakfast dish that is, they heat up and thicken up warm milk.
Ooh, no, I'm good.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Nope. Popcorn cereal. Milk over popcorn, sprinkle of sugar on top.
That's just called kettle corn without the sogginess.
True, actually.
Yeah. Huh. That's all that is. You just take out milk.
Seems like it would just like go.
Yeah, it would just be really squishy.
Like real
chewy.
Soggy.
If you dip it in right away, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Okay, right. How many more do we have?
Last one. Buttered noodles with tomato juice.
Gross.
Yeah. I mean, if that's all I had in my pantry, I would eat it.
True. I would just do buttered noodles, which is just great on its own. I don't need to add tomato sauce to
it. How about because I'm living in a hotel and I don't have a lot of options right now, I had minute rice with rotisserie chicken, and then I was like, well, I have nothing, so just Cholula sauce, a ton of Cholula sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Hot sauce, chicken, and rice.
That works in a pinch.
Yeah.
It was not very tasty for the most part, but I was like, it's not terrible.
Did you have like a cream-based soup?
I had nothing.
You could have put cream of chicken in there.
I did not have any cream of chicken.
Would have really spiced up the rice, is all I'm saying. You could have mixed the chicken in with the rice.
Or a little soy in there.
I didn't have any soy. Again, I live in a hotel. How many things you guys think I'm rolling with here?
I saw your fridge. That thing was packed with a bunch of food that nobody
really
wants.
It's all stuff my wife steals from the morning buffet every day. And I'm like, you don't have to steal from a buffet that's free every single day. But she cannot help herself at where they have free breakfast to always take extras. There's yogurts in there that have expired. There's milks in there that have expired. Every day there's at least 10 Cholula packets, 10 peanut butter cups. I'm like, you don't have to keep taking stuff every day.
Do you guys role play in like being cheap? Is that like a big thing where it's like,
you saved money.
She yells at me. She yells at me that I make her look cheap. And I'm like, I'm not making fun of you. You have actually taught me how to be more frugal, but you do like to like take free things like toilet paper. We leave this hotel. All the toilet paper will come with us.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm saying. Is she like, look the other way, sir. Sorry, I stole all your toilet paper.
You spent too much, you bad boy.
I wish any of that stuff was happening.
Or,
we don't play.
Ooh, look at the money you saved, Wesley.
What great dividends you have.
Ooh, look at that tax return, big guy.
Give me your rebate.
Give it to me.
Oh, come on.
Give me the Kohl's cash.
Oh, my God. I love you.
I'm going to be honest. I'm loving the way my wiener looks in these pants.
Crisco, Des, and Wes, the After Hours Podcast.
After Hours.